Could be more here. Schürrle once again. That's seven. An utter humiliation for Brazil. Just got worse. Germany in seventh heaven.
A day that will live, as they would say in Portuguese, in infamia. The 7-1 loss for the Germans by the Brazilian national team earlier this week was an echo of history with even more infamy.
I cried, and many Brazilians committed suicide.
Dario Campos remembers the Brazilian loss to Uruguay back in 1950, the only sporting event that can match this week's debacle against Germany. Dario was a student in 1950. He's since acquired a doctorate in economics and philosophy and is a senior economic advisor to the Consul General of Brazil here in New York. He needs all that wisdom to explain to us what's going on in the national consciousness over this humiliation and to prepare for the match on Saturday. Saturday, when Brazil plays Netherlands to determine if they will take third or fourth place in the World Cup tournament. Dario Campos took us back more than 60 years to extract the lessons he sees for Brazil and all of us today.
We all believed that Brazil would win.
Right.
We had an excellent team, the best. But the goals of Uruguay were Schiaffino and Gigia. The goal of Brazil was Friassa. Friassa, the first, beginning of the second half. Schiaffino 20 minutes later, and Gigia 10 minutes prior to the end of the game. And one speaker, Ari Barroso, who used to transmit soccer, he said, "From now on, I shall never transmit a soccer game. I shall never go to a stadium to see a soccer game."
That was after the 1950 defeat
exactly.
By Uruguay.
By Uruguay, 2-1.
So much has happened since 1950.
So much has happened. Yeah. And I believe that a very important fact that happened was that until the 50s, Brazil was, I would say, a semi-colony.
Right.
Why? Because we were producers and exporters of raw material. In 1950, President Kubitschek began to industrialize Brazil and called the American and Japanese and German industrialists to invest in Brazil. The key time was 1955, when we began to industrialize. Today, we have a very special situation. The economic situation, I think we are the fifth economy in the world.
Yeah.
We have we decreased the number of poverty. We increased the middle class. We are improving very much the education in Brazil.
And as we just were mentioning, so much has happened since 1950, since that game against Uruguay.
Oh, yes.
So as you headed into this week, knowing that it was going to be Brazil versus Germany...
Yeah.
What were your feelings like?
My feelings,
being one of the few people who have seen both,
yes,
who witnessed
that's right.
both.
That's right. My expectation was that Brazil would win.
Yes.
No doubt about it.
Again.
Or at least equalize and then go to the penalties. Our wish was, expectation was to win. It was really a disappointment.
So as the score became more and more lopsided, how did you feel?
At a certain point, we realized it was impossible to recover. When they got the fourth goal.
Yeah.
Until the third goal, I had some hope. There'll be a reaction. But when they scored the fourth goal, then I...
What was the mistake of the Brazilian team?
The mistake was, I think we followed the same kind of soccer of the 70s. We have to use the soccer of 2014, of the 21st century. Like the Germans, like the Dutch, Costa Ricans.
Mm-hmm. You
know, all players are stars.
Right.
In the 70s, we have 2-3 stars. It no longer works like that.
More team effort. Everyone can be a striker.
Yeah.
The ball can come from anywhere.
Not only a striker. Everyone has to be a striker and a defender.
Right.
Go and come back.
Right.
But in life, we have to extract from the tragedy, from the bad situation, we have to reformulate everything. Brazil shall be Brazil again in soccer.
All right, so heading into this last game, right? First of all, if Argentina beats Germany,
yes,
will that be an additional stake in your heart?
No.
No.
I think the interesting point is that Argentina will represent the soccer of South America.
All right. Look at you. You're on board.
I wish they win.
All right.
But I recognize at the same time that it will be very difficult because the Germans are a very superior team. But Argentina plays excellent soccer. They have three decisive players like Messi, Di Maria, and Higuain, Mascherano in the defense.
Yeah,
the goalkeeper is excellent. So they have possibilities, I think. If they win, I'll tell my friend from Argentina, you save the honor of South American soccer.
Wow.
I'm going to tell him that.
Look at you. And what about the game against Netherlands?
Maybe Brazil will react. Oh, yeah, maybe. I have the expectation that we shall react and change something already.
Now, react does not necessarily mean win.
Not necessarily. It was very difficult because the Dutch play very well.
Yeah.
But I think that we'll play better than we have done against Germany.
Do you think being the host country, being so much under the international spotlight, put too much pressure on the Brazilian team mm-hmm. against Germany?
Interesting story that I have time to say that.
Yeah.
Pelé was 10 years old. His father was crying when Brazil lost. And he said to his father, "Father, don't cry. I shall give you a cup." In 1958, we won in Sweden, and Pelé scored 2 goals. I think that myself, I believe that many, the majority of the Brazilians think the same way. We must restructure and modernize soccer. Brazil is already a great nation. And according to the philosopher Hegel, there is permanently in the universe a metamorphosis, a change for the better, qualitative change. Brazil is much better now than in the 50s and shall be much better tomorrow. Inexorably, it will happen.
Quoting the German philosopher Hegel.
Yes.
The Brazilian philosopher Dario Campos. Well, thank you so much for being here.
That's awesome.
And there's a lot of wisdom there.
Well, thank you very much. And we are sad, but at the same time, we must extract to get the lesson that was taught by the Germans. The lesson is nothing is lost. We have to change, to stand up, and be the best again.
Dario Campos experienced the 1950 defeat of Brazil by Uruguay and the even worse loss this week to Germany. He's a senior economic advisor to the Consul General of Brazil and holds a PhD in economics and philosophy.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.